You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 years of war in Gaza, there's cautious optimism that an end could be in sight. Last week, US President Donald Trump presented a 20-point peace plan that he says could bring an immediate halt to Israel's war on Gaza. In Egypt, Israel and Hamas have begun indirect talks to progress the plan's first phase, a ceasefire to allow for the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. United States Envoy Steve Witkoff is leading the US negotiating team. Hamas has appointed Khalil al-Hayer as its chief negotiator, and Israel has Ron Dermer heading its delegation. Substantial sticking points remain, including the disarmament of Hamas and the issue of a two-state solution, which would involve creating a Palestinian state separate from the State of Israel. Mr. Trump says he's optimistic.
I think we're going to have it soon. I think we're going to have a deal. It's a hard thing for me to say that when for years and years they've been trying to have a deal with Gaza. But, for centuries, okay, if you really think about it. But we're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Ahmed Majdalani is a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization Executive Committee. He says there's a lack of trust based on previous rounds of negotiations. But with the US acting as a broker, there's hope for progress.
The predicament we currently face also stems from the United States' fickleness, which Benjamin Netanyahu tries to exploit to Israel's advantage, creating hidden risks for the implementation of the current plan. We have long been accustomed to Israel's persistent troublemaking with the attempt to obstruct the execution of any agreement.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a hostage release could be announced this week.
I hope it'll happen, but I can't guarantee that it'll happen. And so if it doesn't happen, what President Trump has said is that he will back Israel completely in acting forcefully against Hamas. Well, let's hope that that we can finish it the easy way and not the hard way.
This week marks 2 years since the Hamas attack that sparked the war. On October 7, 2023, Hamas militants abducted 251 people and killed around 1,200 others, mostly civilians. Many of the hostages have been released, including during a temporary truce in November 2023, and then in January this year during another ceasefire deal that eventually fell apart. Under Donald Trump's 20-point plan, Hamas would release the remaining 48 hostages, with about 20 believed to be alive, within 3 days. Former Israeli hostage Ohad Ben Ami was released in February this year, with video footage showing him depleted from his captivity, thin, weak, and gaunt. Marking 2 years since he was abducted, he returned to his destroyed home in Kibbutz Be'eri, the site of the deadly October 7 attack. He called on Israelis to take to the streets and keep pressing for a deal, saying it was that pressure that made his return possible.
I am very disappointed, very, very disappointed from my government. But from my people, from the Israeli people, Israeli nation, I'm proud of them. They didn't sit, they didn't be quiet, they go outside to the street, they fight on us. This made the pressure, also that this pressure reached to President Trump, and this, all this thing. So I'm here thanks to the Israeli people.
Israel has continued its bombardment in Gaza, even after Mr. Trump ordered Israel to stop bombing the territory on Friday, after they accepted some elements of his plan. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll after 2 years of war has now surpassed 67,000. In Gaza, there have been funerals nearly every day, marking the deaths. Tearful prayers take place in hospital courtyards over rows of white shrouds, often holding the remains of children. Palestinian mother of twins, Iman Abdel Halim Abu Mutlak, says every day is a fight for survival.
I send my children under gunfire, under death, under very difficult conditions and strikes, just so they can bring me daily food, so they can bring a kilo of flour, a kilo of lentils, or a kilo of pasta, so I can cook for my children. I swear, my son sometimes gets injured before he even reaches the aid point. Why? Because there are shrapnel and stray bullets on the way.
Biwa
Kwan, SBS News.